State Farm. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue and just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community. And that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more of it improved buildings, make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of north central Indiana.
Including Lafayette, Cutler, and Antioch. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, the high 82. Clouds tonight. Mostly cloudy Sunday with a high of 83, and then very, very warm on Monday. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance Agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We were expecting some calls today, particularly from Brent Harris over at, he's the SID over at Wabash College. We're going to talk about Little Giants football team, which is 1-1 at this point in time. And also, we're going to be talking about their new football stadium that was coming. We're going to go ahead and talk about it here. I was hoping to have him with us, so we'll see what happens. We're also expecting some phone calls from some coaches over there. I know Kevin Saylor over at Carroll said he was going to call this morning, and we're hoping Josh Strasser will do the same from Delphi this morning. So we still got about a little less than a half hour left in the show this morning, so we get some calls here. And if anybody wants to make any phone calls, 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about this morning. Talking about Wabash College football, the Little Giants are currently 1-1 on the season. They opened the season with a 31-28 loss up at Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and then they defeated Allegheny last week by a score of, 48-35. So offense doesn't seem to be a problem for them, but they're giving up 33 points a game right now. They play this afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's homecoming and senior day over in Crawfordsville as they will host Denison at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So it'll be interesting to get that going this weekend, and then also next weekend they host Ohio Wesleyan. The big thing, of course, has been the big news this week is the fact that they're going to get a new football stadium coming up. I'm going to just look at this story here. This is courtesy of WLFI. But when you think of Little Giants, you probably think of the 1994 film. Probably think of Icebox, the annexation of Puerto Rico or Pee Wee football, but the Little Giants are actually in Crawfordsville, stirring up something new and something big for the 2020 season. Wabash's head football coach, players, and athletic director are stoked about having a new football stadium coming. Quote here from Matt Tanney, who's the AD at Wabash. We just had what I would call the lightning strike of an opportunity come along. It's an opportunity that the Wabash Little Giants could not pass up. Tanney also said, take a look at the existing facilities, especially this facility in particular, because it says it's time. It's time for a new $13 million football stadium with all the fixings. A few players have said the things they're most looking for at the new Little Giant Stadium is the upgraded turf. The synthetic material is made to look like real grass and allowed of more cushion. What's impressive is how Wabash got away without playing any night games. That's going to probably change from now on, as along with new lights in the stadium come new suites, media booths, seating, all-weather track, and expanded restrooms and upgraded concessions. They're saying here head coach Dan Morrell says it's the legacy of Wabash football, and more importantly, reality, the legacy of Wabash College. Wabash president Gregory Hess said a substantial amount of funding was due to an anonymous group of donors. The football stadium breaks ground November the 9th and will be done for the first home game next year. So let's look at something good over in Crawfordsville as Wabash College gets a new $13 million football stadium. They're going to be getting over there next year, 2020, with all the fixings coming in, so it should be kind of interesting. So we'll see. That should be fun to see when it gets up there. What also should be fun today is to see if Purdue can bounce back from their loss to TCU 2 weeks ago, as they were hammered pretty good by the Horned Frogs 34-13 at West Lafayette 2 weeks ago. The interesting thing is going to be to see who the starting quarterback is for Purdue this week. They have 2 weeks ago they lost without Elijah Sindelar. And it remains unclear if he's going to play. He's thrown for 932 yards and 9 touchdowns this season. If he'll return from a concussion, if he can't play, redshirt freshman Jack Plummer will likely make his second start. Of course, we said Minnesota, on the other hand, has won his first 3 games by a total of a combined 13 points. So it means they know how to win late in games. They've won 5 straight, and 6 of their last 7 overall is quarterback Tanner Morgan is 7-2 as a starter. Purdue has been down this road before with Jeff Brohm as the head coach. Boilermakers rebounded from last year's 0-3 start with 4 straight wins after falling to 3-5 in 2017. Purdue won 4 of its last 5. So we'll see, and Brohm believes it can happen again with the right changes. And here is a quote from the coach. They've got to show us that they want to compete and knock people back. That's on both sides of the line. That's where most games are going to be, one of the trenches, and we've got to get better. So that's from Jeff Brohm talking about it. Purdue's quarterback situation may not matter much to receiver Rondale Moore. He leads the Big Ten in receptions per game with 9, needs 1 catch to move in a tie for number 14 on the school's career reception list, with two TD catches to move in a tie for 10th on the all-time, and next 100-yard game will give Moore sole possession of 4th with 10. And in 16 career games, he's caught passes from 3 different quarterbacks. So it'll be interesting to see if he can get that record soon. Minnesota has won its first road game this year at Fresno State. It has now won 3 straight outside of Minneapolis, including last year's bowl game in Detroit. Golden Gophers haven't won 4 straight away from home since 2003. That's a long, long time. And haven't opened the season with back-to-back road wins since 2009. Things could change at Purdue, a team that Minnesota's beaten 5 times in the last 6 matchups. When Purdue linebacker Marcus Bailey went down with season-ending knee injury, Graduate transfer Nick Holt took advantage of the opportunity. He's recorded 17 tackles against TCU, the highest single-game total by a Boilermakers player since Willie Fells had 20 in 1997. If Holt, the son of Purdue's defensive coordinator, does it again, it wouldn't be a surprise. He leads the Big Ten with 11.7 tackles per game. So it'll be, you know, it's here again. Purdue needs a big one today because they got Penn State next weekend on the road at Happy Valley. So, and looking down the line here for Purdue, they've got, as we said, they got Penn State next weekend on the road. Then they have homecoming on the 12th against Maryland. Then they go to Iowa before Illinois comes back here on the 26th of October. Then they play at Northwestern on November the 9th before they have an off date on the 16th. They will then go to Wisconsin, play Indiana at home on the 30th. And, of course, the Big Ten Football Championship is set for December the 7th. Of course, that game is always on Fox. The marquee game of the day in the Big Ten finds the one tonight. That's Ohio State at Nebraska. I don't see where this is going to be that good of a football game because I just don't think Nebraska is that good. They struggled really hard last week to beat Illinois, who's getting better but still a long way away from being really good. I think Nebraska ran almost 80 or 90 plays to about 40 or 45 for Illinois last week. It was double the play amount last week. But they barely beat Illinois 42-38 late last week down in Champaign. So it's just the way it's the way things kind of are. It's kind of crazy and kind of go accordingly. Other games in the Big Ten today, especially for the noon kickoffs, we have Rutgers is at number 20, Michigan. It's going to be interesting to see how Michigan responds after they just got clocked by Wisconsin last week. It'll be very interesting to see how that happens. Also, Northwestern's at Wisconsin. That's a noon start. And also, number 14, Iowa goes outside the league as they host Middle Tennessee. This afternoon, besides Minnesota and Purdue at 3:30, you've got Indiana and Michigan State. That goes at 3:30. And then, of course, the game tonight at 7:30 has Ohio State at Nebraska. That's the big one tonight at 7:30. So it'll be kind of fun to see what happens. Next week, Minnesota's got Illinois at home. And, of course, we said Purdue is at Penn State. That'll be those kind of games. Marquee game next week, yeah, fine. This will be kind of an old-fashioned slugfest, or you'd think it would be. Has Michigan State at Ohio State. That's next week, so. Okay, we've got a phone call. I believe it's going to be Mr. Kevin Saylor. Kevin, good morning. How you doing?
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, feeling pretty good. Got a big homecoming victory last night.
Yes, I saw that. You guys, you beat Tri-Central 33-22 last night. Didn't get caught off by guard by the weather last night.
Oh, we had about an hour and a half weather delay at halftime. And luckily, pregame, we have a field house. So both teams warmed up in the field house before the game. So that we got blessing to do this. So that was the big thing.
So you guys did get caught by the weather a little bit then last night.
Yeah, it was. You know, we had the halftime with the homecoming festivities, and then it started lighting. So, longer halftime, and then the delay. So we kind of stood around and waited. So, but we got it in and got to finish. So that was a good thing.
Do you like the? I know it's kind of a national rule, but do you like this rule where even though if lightning's way away from here and headed away, you still got to wait? Is that okay with you guys?
Well, it's one of those things where last night we're looking on radar, and the storm is up in North Judson now. And we're still getting some lightning remnants from it. So, you know, it was like, how dangerous is that? You know, I don't know. But, you know, you would think a storm that's 50 miles away wouldn't have that much impact on you. But,
because I
understand being cautious and making sure everything's safe, too, at the same time.
Because I can remember when I was doing some radio, doing broadcasting football, gosh, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, we were up at your place. And we had a long delay, and they finally postponed it to the next day. It's when, in fact, it was, I think it was Tri-Central and you guys. I think Tri-Central was in town that particular day, if I'm not mistaken. So, and it just seems like, you know, you look over there and you see everything's blowing away from you, and it's like, okay, why are we standing right here not doing anything? It wasn't raining, it wasn't doing anything, so.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I think the IHSAA has certain rules about that, and if officials see something, then we're going to wait and be safe, so.
I understand that. So you guys now are 4-2, 2-2 in the league. Assess where you guys are at right now.
Well, I would say we've got some things improved from the beginning of the season. Right now defensively, I think we're kind of reshuffling a little bit. We had some injuries. Luke Marley got hurt for us. He was our preseason All-State linebacker, and we didn't have him for two games for the South Newton in the Eastern game. So we got him back last night, and then one of our other starting linebackers, Chase Humphreys, left the game at halftime with a collarbone injury, and we probably lost him for the season. So, we got one guy back, so we've had to mix and match somewhat at the linebacker position. But I think as a whole, we're getting a little bit better with the continuity, getting everybody playing together that's going to be there. So I think the fruit as we've gone. Last night we ran for 235, three different running backs. So Aiden Ayers had 112 yards on 9 carries. Not often do you have a senior that has 112 rush yards but then turns around and has 85 receiving yards. So he had almost 50% of our offense last night. And he's just one of those kids. He's number one in his class academically, does everything the right way, and, is just one of those kids that we can just really lean on. And then Jaden Harness had a good night last night. He had 12 carries for 70 yards. And then we had Clay Metzger that had 6 carries for, I think, 65. So pretty balanced run attack from the three-headed monster we've got in the backfield.
And that's great because it really gives you some diversity and a lot of ways to do some different things that maybe some other people don't have. It keeps the defense constantly on guard.
Well, and the great thing is all three backs are different styles. Metzger is a speed guy. Jaden Harness is our power back. And then Aiden Ayers is kind of a combination, too. So we can give some different looks with the backfield and make the defense have to honor what they do a little bit differently when they're in the game.
Okay, you got Clinton Central coming up Friday night. What do you want to get done before the playoffs start to get you ready to go?
Well, one of the things, with the offense that we run, we want to be in good sync throwing the football because we want to have balance. When we're clicking, it's a night like last night where we throw for 220 and we run for 200. So when we can get those kind of nights, that's when we're going to be successful. So we just got to keep getting the pass game, improving. I thought Heath Richardson had a nice game last night. He was 9-for-11 for 220 yards. Wade Peters had a phenomenal game for us last night. He had 3 catches for 118. So, we had a good balance in the pass game. We had a couple different guys make plays for us. So we just got to keep working that and keep tightening that up. And that's one of those things I feel like historically since I've been here at Carroll we've done as the season progresses. Our pass game just gets a little bit better each week.
I kind of hate to say this, but it looks like two teams have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the league in Sheridan and Eastern, haven't they?
Well, going into the season, if you were looking at it, you'd probably say those two, the two favorites. Eastern has a lot of seniors. We played them last week. They're pretty physical up front, and they have a pretty good run game. And then Sheridan, is the muster, and their running back I know is a pretty good player as well. So, we'll get to see them week 9. So we'll see what they have. But I think if you're looking at the start of the season, just the experience of those two teams probably put them towards the front just for that reason.
Yeah, I know. And Sheridan's got a non-league game at Seeger, who's 4-2 this next week, and then they've got, and of course those two get together the following week. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how this plays out.
Oh, absolutely. And it was a very close game last year between the two of them. So I anticipate it being the same when we get.
So, Kevin, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're breaking up just a little bit. That's why I asked that. So, when you guys have your sectional draw, which is going to be on the 13th, you'll be looking at 8 different teams and what you normally do this year or not?
Yeah, so our sectional has Tri-County in it, who we've already played. Then there's North Light and Frontier, who we have not seen yet. And then we have Traders Point Christian out of Zionsville, who we have not seen yet. So there's a few teams in there that we won't see. we'll get to see Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie the next 2 weeks, who are also in there. And then Central Catholic, we've scrimmaged them over the summer, so we have an idea what they look like, but we haven't seen them on film as far as a game goes. So
now, I know Central Catholic was one of those teams that didn't get a game in last night at all. They're up at Rensselaer. I think that starts at 11 o'clock this morning. So that would be kind of interesting to see how that runs. And then Frontier is a lot better, and they're playing again this morning as well. So,
yeah, I think the storms were to the north as we were tracking that last night. So if you're a little further north, I think you got caught in it last night. So we'll see. We'll see how those two teams play out. We've seen Frontier on film a little bit when we had a film of them when they played South Newton. So, you know, I know they have a new coach and they're well coached. He had Evansville Central in the state finals last year. So
right.
Uh-huh. I anticipate them being a well coached squad, and you know, if we see them in the tournament, then you know we'll have our hands full.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Yeah. Those nights for us where we just, you know, in the second half, I felt like we kind of came together as a team. I challenged them at halftime about playing on the side, you know, playing together, playing for each other. Our sideline was up and into the game, and it made a huge difference for us. So I'm hoping we can continue that momentum into Clinton Central this week.
Okay. Hey, best of luck to you guys the rest of the season, and we'll catch you a little further down the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you take good care of yourselves. All right.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's been Kevin Saylor, the head coach up at Carroll. We need to take a break right now. Josh Strasser is on the other line. We'll get to him as soon as we come back. You are listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana.
Including Lafayette, Cutler, and Antioch. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, the high 82. Clouds tonight. Mostly cloudy Sunday with a high of 83, and then very, very warm on Monday. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance Agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. And joining us on the phone right now is Delphi head football coach Josh Strasser. Josh, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. You guys got a real big one last night, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Clintonville is a really good football team. And, you know, their quarterback, dual-threat quarterback, we were very concerned about him. He ran for 200 yards against Sheridan, threw for 200 yards. And, you know, he's a really, really talented kid for being a junior. They have some size up front, and then, you know, their slot receiver is a really, really good player, too. So we definitely had our hands full, and thought our coaches did a really good job putting our kids in position, you know, to get the victory last night.
You know, and Raymond's done a really super good job up there rebuilding that program.
Yeah, he is. He and I spoke a little bit last night before the game, and he just talked about the community, how they've done a great job of kind of welcoming him in, and you know, really accepting the values and everything that he's put on the program and in the community. And you know, the kids have bought in. They had a great crowd last night, and you know, he's you know, if they're patient with him, he's really going to turn it around.
You know, you of course we're here at the 2/3 part of the season right now. You're 4-2. Do you like where you're at right now, and what do you need to get better at before the playoffs get here?
Yeah, I really do. You know, we had a lot of questions coming back from last year, and it's really tough when you have a heavy amount of seniors and have the season that you had. You know, it's one of those things where you have some questions, not knowing, you know, what your offense is going to look like, or you know, how your defense is going to respond to losing a kid like an Isaac Salinas. And our defense has been the mainstay for us. We've been a bend but don't break mentality. It's been one of those where we know we're going to give up some yards, but, you know, we're not going to give up the explosive plays. And, you know, we were really worried about Clinton Prairie doing that. You know, that was all we saw on film was 50, 60-yard runs against Sheridan. And our defense has just been our solid mainstay. And what at the same point, our offense has been allowed to grow. Jordan Roth has done a great job coming in and taking over the quarterback position. Our skill players are doing a great job stepping up, and you know, we've really fixed a lot of the issues that we had early on. We got a running game back on, you know, back in line last night. We rushed, had a 100-yard rusher with Devin Myers last night. So, you know, we're really proud of where we're at as far as the fixes. We still have to fix our running game at times, and some of that is, you know, just being a little undersized. And you know, I can't coach size or speed. I wish I could. I'd probably have a job in the NFL if
you
I could.
Probably would, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's something that we just have to continue to drill our kids and improve them with their technique and, you know, what we're given and not what we don't have. You know, we've got to fix the run game on the defense a little bit, but really proud of where we're at and where we're moving.
You know, I think your kids may have proven a lot, not only to the coaching staff, but to themselves. They can play with people, and what I'm specifically talking about is the game with Sheridan that they just, you know, couldn't quite get taken care of, but that game may have shown them a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I go back a week before and look at the Eastern game. You know, we knew Eastern, Sheridan, back-to-back week, those are two tough teams. But, you know, we were in that Eastern game. It was a 7-point game in the fourth quarter. We had them 3rd and 19. We give up a long play. They end up scoring and make it 2 scores. But, you know, I kept waiting for a turnover that our defense usually gets to give our offense another opportunity and give us a shot at tying the game up late in the fourth quarter. Didn't happen. But we go down, we respond, go down to Sheridan, and, you know, we take the lead, and it's the other way around. We take the lead with 2 minutes to go. We give up a 3rd and 15. Sheridan scores and gets a 2-point conversion, and you know, you'd have thought maybe it was over then, but actually our offense moved the ball. We had a 45 yard field goal attempt for the win at Sheridan. So, you know, we're there. We're competing. Our kids are playing really, really hard. You know, we're overcoming some adversity with some different injuries that we have. But, you know, most proud about how our kids are. They're really playing hard and really playing up to their potential.
You've got North Newton this week. What do you know about them?
Well, we know that the Wagner kid, I think, has rushed for 600 yards against us the past 2 years. So we know that we've got a tough task in him. He's a great athlete. They put him at quarterback a little bit, put him in the backfield. All eyes are going to be on him and stopping him. I know they got to finish up over at Frontier. They've got a close game right now from last night.
Mm-hmm.
But Wagner is a kid that we have to – he is enemy number one for us. We have to get him stopped and limit his big play potential.
What do you got after? What do you have left after North Newton?
Yeah, so we've got North Newton next week, and we close out the season with Clinton Central and Taylor.
Okay, so both those at home, or you got one of them?
We're at Clinton Central, and then we're home with Taylor for senior night.
Okay, all right. So anything really big on the plate before you get ready for playoffs?
No, I think, you know, we look at it, you know, 1 week at a time. You know, the last night was a really, really good win for our program and for our kids. But we got to have a short memory. We got to come out and, you know, we got to work on 1-0. And that's got to be our mindset here at the last end of the season going into the sectional. We can't get our eyes set on anything, whatever our sectional draw is. I don't really get caught up into that. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You either go somewhere, you're home, and you're playing somebody. So it's not one of those things I really get caught up into as far as, you know, do we like our draw, do we not like our draw? It is what it is, but we got to focus on us and 1-0 each week. And, you know, North Newton's going to be a good challenge for us. Clinton Central, I think, is going to be one of those surprise games. You know, I'm sure they're probably going to – they've had some injuries as well, but you never know when somebody's going to get some injuries. It's some previous injuries when those guys are going to recover at the tail end of the season.
So, that's right.
We can't get caught up into their what their win loss looks like right now. That's you know, Coach Gardner is going to have them ready to play, and then you got a Hall of Fame coach week nine. So
mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to lay over for us. We got to focus on 1-0. Hopefully we can win out the rest of the season and then put ourselves in position to play well in the tournament.
Okay, Josh, congratulations on last night. Best luck to you the rest of the season, and we will talk to you a little bit further down the line, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, Ken.
All right, take good care of yourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right, you too.
Bye-bye. That was Josh Strasser, the head coach over at Delphi. That's going to wrap up the show for this week. Thanks to our guests and thanks to our sponsors, State Farm Insurance Agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofatis. Join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.